I thought you stopped at
Radio.
Last time I marked it, you stopped at 9.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making the move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but
did you turn the music off?
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't turn it off. I come up to turning something down. I don't know which one it was. That's Access Granted. I tried to turn it down. With Antonio Allen, that's the person that sings that song?
That's the one that you like the most. Yeah.
Okay, here comes somebody.
And you just, but you got to put yourself on mic in order to say good evening. I don't know whose number that is. That might be Miss Williams' new number. But you got to take us out of mute first. Mom and Dad, yeah. And then hit the red mic for them.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Angela. How are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
Good, good. So this is Mom and Mr. Varnus?
Yes.
Mama.
I don't reckon.
Okay, so you having it from your house?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Good news. So we won't have to worry about next week.
Not while y'all partying and everything. Let me tell the callers.
Yeah, okay.
Afternoon. Who's calling? Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes. Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hi. Okay, y'all from the beach already?
Oh, yeah, we just went for a little ride.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all went to get a tan.
No, we don't have enough tan this year. And there's nowhere to get a tan here.
Hi, this is Kinsla, who's joined. 404-418-2866.
Daniel.
Hello, everybody.
Hi there.
Hello. Okay. Good afternoon. This is Angela, who's 706-864-0507.
Janet Williams.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Big car motor.
I know
you. I didn't call them.
Good afternoon. Is that Brian?
Yep.
Hello.
Hey.
Who was that?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Down
the road. You got Hubert there too, Angela.
Hey, Loretta, let me handle it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Angela. Is this Aunt Beth?
Yes, this is she.
I am Beth. Good afternoon. Is that you, Hubert?
Shalom, shalom. Yes, I.
Hi there.
Great.
Okay. just somebody asking in here, so take with tomorrow or whatever, okay. Whenever she get back. She should be back, but if she get back, I'll tell her knock on the door, okay?
Loretta, do you want to go ahead and start reading?
Do you want to do the roll call first and then I go into it?
Have Mom, Mr. Verner, Auntie Carrie, Daniel, Mrs. Williams, Brian, Betty, and Hubert.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. I know that you all had a blessed week, and may God continue to bless us all. Well, tonight is the Victorious Foundators, and they will be coming to us from God's perspective on what to read when you have been cheated. And we all have experience of being cheated in our life, and if you haven't, just live long enough. Amen.
Amen.
May God open our ears to hear the words being shared tonight. Okay, I think our first reading would be Matthew 19:26. And Hubert, do you have that?
Matthew 19:26.
Yeah. Oh, right. Hello?
Uh-huh.
I can't find my big Bible, so I can't see any words in this book.
Do you have your copy?
Oh,
is that the program?
No, I don't have that with me.
Okay. Brian, do you have a copy of your program?
Yeah.
Okay, can you read that? Jesus looked at them and will follow you.
Read what?
At the top of your program, it has roll call and reading of Matthew 19:26. You start reading, and we're going to follow behind you. You're going to lead us out in that. So Jesus looked at them and said.
Okay. Jesus looked at them. Looked at them and said.
Jesus
man,
looked at them and said.
With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Okay, and then we turn it over to the Victorious Foundators. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Before we begin the program, we're going to do the opening prayer and bless another line. Guys, please bow your heads. Giving honor to God, my parents, and each of you. Lord, surround us with your angels of protection. Render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. As written in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
You're cutting out, Andy.
John 4:23-24, but the hours come, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
And in truth.
Amen.
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 All righty. As Loretta stated, the Victorious Foundators are going to talk about God's perspective on what to read when you have been cheated. First of all, we'd like to start off with the meaning of cheat. Cheat is to defraud, swindle, influence by fraud, or to be deceived. Cheating is an immoral way of achieving a goal. So tonight we're going to come to you from Genesis, Matthew, James, 1 Corinthians, and sharing the word.
You're cutting out, Angela.
Okay, it comes from background noise, Mom. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. We have Mr. Gentle's going to read to us from Genesis. We have Daniel's going to read to us from Matthew. And we have Mrs. Williams from James.
I didn't volunteer to do Matthew's. I'm going to volunteer to do our foundation song. I don't think I can read tonight.
What do you think?
I might read.
You did agree to do it last week, but if you're saying that you would like to do something different, I'll be glad to help with that.
Okay, well, take me on the reading because I don't think I can make it through it.
Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and start with Genesis, Mr. Gentle.
Yes.
If you were.
Okay, I'll be reading from the ARB Bible. And I'll be reading from the 33rd chapter of Genesis, 48 through the 4th verse. Then far in the distance, Jacob saw Esau coming with 400 men. Jacob was arranging his family into a column with the two concubines and their children at the head. Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph last. Then Jacob went on ahead as he approached his brother. He bowed low 7 times before him. And then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him affectionately, and kissed him, and both of them were in tears. And Jacob and Esau and Jacob were brothers, and Jacob was afraid because he got news that Esau was going to kill him for stealing his blessing. And so when Jacob saw coming for one of the men, he thought he was coming to destroy him, so he put all the animals that he had was going to get Esau in front and put the concubine and her children next, and Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph glad. Then Joseph went in the middle and bowed down 7 times in front of his brother. And then Esau looked at the woman and children and asked, "Who are these people with you?" "My children," Jacob replied. Then the concubine came forward with their children and bowed low before him. Next came Leah with her children and bowed. And finally, Rachel and Joseph came and made their bow. And
Yours, Jacob was afraid because he got the news earlier that Esau was going to kill him. And so he was thinking that Esau had a beef against him when he saw him coming. But Esau, I imagine, had forgot all about that. And he greeted Joseph with a kiss and a hug. Jacob greeted Jacob with a kiss and a hug. And they wept. Both of them wept. And they, I assume, and they were back together again. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Daddy Gentle. Okay, I'll read Matthew 18:16 through 17. And it's about a brother who sins against you. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Mrs. Williams.
Okay. Okay, I'm reading James 5. Verses 1 through 8. And I will be reading from the Message Bible, which explains it so vividly and in detail. And a final word to you arrogant rich. Take some lessons in lament. You will need buckets for the tears when the crash comes upon you. Your money is corrupt and your fine clothes stink. Your greedy luxuries are a cancer in your gut, destroying your life from within. You thought you were piling up wealth. What you piled up is judgment. All the workers you've exploited and cheated cry out for judgment. The groans of the workers you used and abused are a roar in the ears of the master avenger. You've looted the earth and lived it up. But all you have to show for it is a fatter than usual corpse. In fact, what you've done is condemned and murder perfectly good person who stand there and take it. Meanwhile, friend, wait patiently for the master's arrival. You see farmers do this all the time, waiting for their valuable crops to mature, patiently letting the rain do its slow but sure work. Be patient like that. Stay steady and strong. The master could arrive at any time. But James is saying for us who have been cheated, mistreated, to stand patiently, stand in faith. Don't give up, because we will be avenged for being mistreated. God will take care of those who mistreated us, and we don't try to take matters in our own hands. Let the Master Avenger, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will take charge, take control for us. Name of Jesus, we are waiting patiently to see justice. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you very much for that perspective. Awesome. Alrighty, the last Bible verse that we have is 1 Corinthians 6 1 through 8, and since we're short members today, I will read that also. And then Daniel will let you close us out with the Victorious Foundator song. How about that?
All right.
Okay, well, hold off. Let me do the last verse. First Corinthians 6 talks about lawsuits among believers. If any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the saints? Do you not know that the will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church. Shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother goes to law against another, and this in front of unbelievers? The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wrong? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers. I'm going to read on. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idols, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders. And I'm going to stop. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. So we will ingratiate, let Daniel ingratiate us with his song for the Victorious Foundation group.
Well, first of all, I want to say where we got that name from. Was I'm weeping a little bit, okay? So give
okay,
me a minute.
Okay,
all right.
It's Lord.
It's came from being on the foundation, the Lord, you know? And we victorious. We already won the war. We just got to fight the battle, you know?
Amen.
Every day.
God,
but
that's
we solid like a rock. Nobody can stop us. Because we're so hot, 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 hot. Okay? Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I can't go no farther. Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You are full today, brother. Okay. We'll move around to the agenda for the sick and the shut-in. Loretta, would you like to do us honor in that one?
Sure. May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in. Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you for your healing hand placed upon Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Jermaine Dawson, Michael Moody, Janet Williams, Vicki Hussman, Valerie Crockett, Dot Bearer, Tony, Malachi, and DeMarcus, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, Mary and Vastai Lowe, Carlos and the Well family, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Quentin Hayes, Rebecca Rossiter and family, Jordan and Rayco family, Karen Favors and the Waters family, Maxine Johnson, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, Dominique Hayes, Miss Wanda, Miss Birdsong, and anyone else that we're not aware of that it stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Help them to keep believing and trusting in your words, that you are still in the business of healing, and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Give them the strength to claim health. Let them walk around stating that they are healed in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them in Jesus' name. We call on Jehovah Rapha for healing, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, now we have the birthday greeting, and let's look at our birthday list for today. And quite a few people. I know we have Daddy Gentle coming up. Is that August the 21st? Correct?
Yes, right on it.
Right. We have Loretta's coming up August the 24th.
Right on.
And I have, I believe, Willie Cody. Or is it?
No.
Willie Williams.
Willie Williams, 25th.
Okay, 25th. Okay, I didn't put the last name. I wasn't sure. Okay.
20. Okay.
All righty. Did I miss anyone? Those are the three birthdays. Mr. Gentle, Loretta.
Alice. You got
Aunt
Alice.
Hello.
She's on the same day you're as Light Loretta?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay. All righty. We're here, but would you like to sing happy birthday to Mr. Gentle and Loretta and Willie?
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And we hope you all will remember. Happy birthday. Shalom, shalom.
Yeah.
Hey, and many,
hey,
many more.
And many, many more.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for that, Huber. Okay, now we're at the part of our agenda. Get back over here. Any praises or testimonies? Would anyone have anything they would like to share with us today?
I would like a testimony, a little testimony, because I'm so glad Mama made me go to church. You hear me? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I just wanted to, for everybody to give praises for the traveling this week. We have a lot of traveling this weekend, and I just want y'all to pray over that so we all come home safe.
Everybody be safe.
Amen.
Mercy.
Okay. Amen.
Yes.
Anything else? Do we have anyone that would like to either sing a song or say a poem?
I would like to attempt to sing a song.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Or.
Amen.
Or.
Okay. Don't start worrying about the tune now. Just help me out. Face up.
Just looking at the words.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way goes narrow, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is all more gone, hear my cry. cold. Hold my hand and let God go home. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on through the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When the dawn is appeared and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand. God must be. Hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord,
Amen.
God grant me
this serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
Be serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the thing that I can change.
The courage to change the thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
That concludes the program, so I'm going to turn it over to Loretta to close us out.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Loretta?
Yes.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is Miss William. I just need to say this, please.
Okay.
The other night, I was reading Book of James, and I heard the voice speak to my spirit, say, Jesus is soon to come. And I just want to share that with us.
Jesus, what now? What, I can't hear
Jesus.
You.
Soon to come.
Okay.
We need to get that down in our spirit. Jesus is soon to come.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Actually, how is Micah Moody?
Micah Moody is doing good. They're in Miami now.
Uh-huh.
And they're in the course of next month, they're going to make a decision as to what date they're going to do the reversal for the colonoscopy to take the bag out and connect his intestines, you know, back. So we just have to lift it up.
And we keep them in our prayers. Amen.
Mm-hmm. So much. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family would like to thank everyone for joining us, and I pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. The Victorious Foundators came to us out of several books to help us on what to read when you're being spread. They came to us out of Genesis, which was peace between brothers. They came out of Matthew. For forgiveness, forgive your brothers and have a witness. Then it came to us out of James. It says to draw closer to God. And then it came to us out of 1 Corinthians. Don't sue one another. Amen?
Amen.
So I say to you, put on your full suit of armor for protection, for God got your back. Next week is an open session, so come prepared to share God's good news. Amen.
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 May God continue to bless us all. God bless America and other nations. God loves you, and so do I. So good night, everyone. I love you.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good next week, okay?
Calling on Heavenly Mercies for this week. Thank you. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Angela, put us on mute and start one of the songs. Angela?
I hear you, Loretta.
Okay.
It doesn't chill me anymore.
Hit the blue arrow for one of the songs. But you put us on mute in the middle.
I can't get to
it. It won't let you?
Almost like I dropped and I know I haven't.
You see where everybody else dropped? But you don't have the part that says the host and all that.
Nope.
Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelmans family says, God bless you all. Good night.